Shmuel Aleph Perik Tesvav Pasuk Tesvav. So Shmuel has said, "Meh, what's the bleating, the baaing of the sheep that I hear? If you fulfilled the word of God, Shaul, what is all this meh?" Vayomer Shaul me'amoleki heviyom. So Shaul answers. He's got an answer for everything. I brought them from Amalek. Does it not even occur to him that saying I brought them from Amalek is the worst thing that you could say because you weren't supposed to bring them from Amalek? What's he supposed to say? Asher chamal ha'am al meitav atzon v'habakar l'man zvach l'Hashem Elokecha. And this is the worst possible answer that he gives. He sees himself as upholding the Torah. He sees himself as bringing a kapara for all the death visited at his hands. You could see why a warrior would feel terrible about massacring men, women, and children. He sees himself as a good Jew, Egla Arufa. But he says, it's not my fault. Me'amolek he hevi if you read the word carefully in Hebrew, from Amalek, they brought them. It was them. Who them? For the people had mercy on the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice them to Hashem, your God. It's their fault. It's your fault. They wanted to bring a carbon to your God. What do you want from me? It's the people. I'm the king, but I'm not leading the people. The people are leading me. When you worry all the time about popularity contests and poll numbers, you're not going to be a very effective leader. At the first sign of trouble, rather than to immediately say Chatasi Avisi Pashati, which could have had some kind of effect on the Gzeira against his Malchus, Shaul blames it on the people that he was supposed to lead, and that in the past he has shown that he can lead with an iron hand. But we destroyed everything else, all the remainder. The word Yoser is even worse because we only destroyed the leftovers. That which was Yoser, that which we did. So, on the other hand, the man Lois says that by saying it this way, his excuse may have had some logic to it. God said nothing for Amalek should be spared, but he said you shouldn't spare anything for Amalek. That was the one where he said to you, singular. In the words of Shmuel earlier in the perek, Shmuel said, Hacharam tem, you all should destroy. Velo sachmol alav, but you, singular, should not leave anything over, should not leave any, have any mercy on them. So what Shaul is doing in a way is he's saying the rest of the people, they wanted to spare which was Amalek's. The commandment wasn't on them, it was on me. They weren't included. I didn't want to spare them. It was out of the people. He's going to say this again, so we know exactly what Shaul means, because he's going to expand on it later on in Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Now, saying your God isn't necessarily sarcastic or blame-shifting. It's a sign of respect for Shmuel. But too little too late. Tezayin vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. So Shmuel said to Shaul, Herev, ve'agida lecha es asher diber Hashem elai haloila. Stay a minute. Which could also mean stay, stop giving me excuses. And I will tell you what God told me last night. So this is not a punishment that's coming after your excuse giving. It's a punishment that was already determined for you, already last night. He cuts Shaul short, because denying the Avera is an even worse Avera. Vayomer lo daber. And so Shaul said to him, speak. It could be, some of them Farshim bring down, that he's showing respect to Shaul, who is still the king, by asking permission to tell him what Hashem had told him last night. But on the other hand, he's also cutting him off to stop the flow of excuses. The police often know that a great tactic to get people talking is you just stay quiet and let them get themselves in trouble. You never got in trouble by not saying things. Shaul has learned that lesson. Yitzayin v'yomer Shmuel. So Shmuel said to Shaul, Haloim katon ata ve'einecha. Although you may be small in your own eyes, you may be humble, maybe so, but Rosh Shivtei Yisrael Ata. You are the head of the tribes of Klal Yisrael. Vayimshochacho Hashem lemelech al Yisrael. And Hashem has anointed you to be king over Klal Yisrael. Not to be a follower, but to be a leader. And it's interesting. First Rosh Shivtei Yisrael and then Vayimshochacho Hashem. He is pointing out that Shaul was also the king by popular consent, by popular election. The people put their trust in him to lead them. He is obligated to fulfill the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaul protested earlier when he was going to become king. He said, I come from the smallest Shevet, from Binyamin. I come from the smallest family in the smallest Shevet. So Shmuel is now reminding him, you may have had a low opinion of your Shevet, but remember, they were the first ones who wanted to cross the Yamsuf. When the time came, they didn't hesitate. They didn't question God's command. But Shaul is betraying his own ancestors. And he's forfeiting the exact merit that led to him, the zechus that made him king. He gave up personally. Vayishlochacha yilches, vayishlochacha Hashem bedorach. Hashem sent you on a journey. Vayomer leich v'hacharam to esachatoyim esamolek. And he said, go and destroy the sinners, the people of Amolek. Chata'im refers to people who are consistent, repeated, continual sinners. Ro'im v'chata'im, that's the description of the people of Sodom. The Amaleki of this generation are the same sinners as their ancestors had been. And fight them until you shall destroy them. And again, plural. You were told to destroy them completely. Ad kalo sum o sum. It's incumbent on the nation as a whole to destroy Amalek. And what have you done? We will see next time.